This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Search continues for that suspect in a fatal shooting near downtown Colorado Springs. It happened last Friday. Officers are looking for a thin black male between 40 and 50 years old in connection with the death of now identified 22-year-old Gene Karnes. Karnes was shot and killed in broad daylight near I-25 and Bijou Street. If you have any information on this, you're asked to contact Colorado Springs Police. Police also say now that they believe a stalking incident led to the shooting in Colorado Springs on Tuesday night. Police say that the female suspect was driving up in the parking lot and shot out of her car. The victim, who's also a woman, told police that the woman had been stalking her and several other criminal events led up to it. No one has been injured in the shooting, and even though the suspect is known, police do not know where that suspect is at the present time. A number of homes were hit by gunfire last night on the city's east side. Around 7:45 last night, police were called to the area of Pyros Drive and Haystack Drive. After being alerted to a number of gunshots being heard, police found several shell casings in the area. Multiple homes were hit, one being penetrated. No one was injured. Police believe that there were two vehicles involved and that the shots came from at least one of them. No vehicle suspect and no vehicle information have been made available by Colorado Springs Police. The Colorado State Patrol is warning drivers to move over and slow down after a crash involving a police vehicle in La Junta, Colorado. KRDO News Radio's Heather Skold has details.
The State Patrol says an officer was investigating a crash Monday night on Highway 50. The officer's vehicle was sitting near the side of the road when it was hit by another driver. The officer was not injured in the crash. CSP, that is, says Colorado law requires drivers to slow down or move over when approaching emergency vehicles, tow trucks, and maintenance vehicles. Heather Skold, KRDO News Radio.
The man accused of killing a 17-year-old employee at a Colorado Springs Walgreens will not be released from jail for trial. The judge in the case denied bond for Joshua Johnson yesterday. The judge also set an arraignment for November 17th. Johnson is accused of killing Riley Whitelaw at the store earlier this summer. Her body was found in a break room on June 11th, and Johnson has been arrested, was arrested on first-degree murder charges the very next day. With interest rates getting hiked another 0.75 percentage point, students on the cusp of graduating are going to find some difficult times accomplishing their immediate financial goals. UCCS economics professor Dr. Joe Craig says the biggest advice for a graduate is to start saving now.
Someone that just graduated, you don't have a lot of equity built up. You don't have a lot of ways to do that. But any little steps you can take to save that money and get a higher interest rate for those savings is a great idea and a great time to do it.
The move will impact loans, including credit card interest, mortgages, and vehicle financing. This is the fifth increase in rates so far this year. The Labor Department Inspector General says there were over $45 billion in potential unemployment insurance fraud from the pandemic. That's far more than what was previously estimated by the watchdog. The federal relief package former President Trump signed into law in March 2020 widened the ability for people to receive benefits. That led to more than 57 million to apply for unemployment that spring. The inspector general says it found fraudsters using suspicious email accounts or social security numbers from deceased parties to apply. And the identity is now known of a teenager killed in a shooting last weekend. Officials say the body of 19-year-old Trevor Branson was found in the home of the 6,000 block of Gunshot Pass Drive Sunday afternoon. The suspect in the shooting also still remains at large. And finally, a more than $1 billion jackpot has been claimed by who? We may never know it. That's because the Illinois Lottery says the winners who are splitting the prize wish to remain anonymous. They won the $1.34 billion jackpot in late July after stopping at a store in the Chicago area.
Temperatures return to that seasonable average for this time of the year, just in time for that weekend. By tomorrow, 81 degrees, that high in Colorado Springs, 85 in Pueblo. And we do have a dry stretch of weather. The next 7 days, we don't see any of those rain chances really till the middle of that work week next week. So till then, we stay dry, plenty of sunshine, and temperatures going to be right near that average for this time of the year. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.